All right, good evening. Welcome to Faith Bible Church. Glad that you could join us for our Wednesday evening prayer service. Trust that it will be a time where we get together and pray. Well, I say together, we're not going to be getting together, but together in spirit. Hopefully you'll take some time to pray this evening, but I want to give you, of course, some thoughts from the scripture concerning prayer, like we have been. But before that, we want to encourage each other through the things that our church is going through, and so we are going to go through some announcements and some prayer requests that you need to be aware of, and hopefully we can be together in prayer for these things. I would encourage you to continue to pray for your brothers and sisters. Try to keep in contact. Find out how things are going with each other. I know that people are probably starting to get bored. Not a whole lot to do out there, and so keep in touch, and let's just keep each other in that good prayer. And speaking of prayer, let's go ahead and go to our prayer sheet right now for this evening so we can see what needs are out there that we can be praying for. Be reminded about our theme verse from Philippians chapter 1 and verse 27, which reminds us that our conversation needs to become the gospel of Christ. It needs to fit. It needs to mesh. It should match up. Our testimony and lifestyle should match up what the gospel message says. So I just want to keep you in mind of that. So important. As you look down at your prayer sheet, there are different requests that are there. I would encourage you to go through it like you normally do on a Wednesday night. Let's look at some things that are there. First of all, our country and the leadership. Certainly a trying time in our country for our leaders. They need prayer, and I think that we should be ones to pray for them. So let's go ahead and keep them in prayer during this time. Pray for Shalissa. She's doing well, but we need more wisdom as her numbers continue to go up and down. She was really stabilized for many days last week, and then towards the end of the week, I'm not exactly sure what it was, her numbers started to go up a lot again, and so we're back to trying to figure out what she needs to be at with her insulin, but she's doing well. Just ask for your continued prayers. Pray for Marion Huntsberger, as she was in the hospital through the weekend doing some tests and some different things. Anyway, she is home now as of yesterday, and she'll be having a follow-up appointment with her family doctor, so pray for that. But they didn't find anything, so let's just ask God's blessing upon the Huntsbergers, specifically praying for Marion. Debbie Buckner had an ablation procedure scheduled, and that has been postponed to a later date. So let's continue to pray for her physically and emotionally, spiritually, of course. And as her husband Jim takes care of her, let's pray for the Buckners. Kenny Stepp has been given a good report from his doctor, and things are looking well. He's recovering and healing up. But he did find out that he's going to still have to stay in his wheelchair for another month. So that's got to be hard news. But he seemed to be in good spirits. He's thankful, so pray for Ken, that God would be with him as he continues to recover. Some of these other ones that we've been praying for, Cindy Gish and her chemo, pray for Art Wenger as he is recovering at home and doing all right. Pray for his wife, Ruth, as she takes care of him. Further on down the list, let's pray for Thelma Benson, and just that God would be with her during these times. These nursing homes are not open to visits for the most part, and so we just got to trust that she is being taken care of, and God would bless her. Becky Bishop, pray for Russ's cousin in chemo. Debbie, Bonnie's sister. Bonnie's actually down there helping her right now. Pray for Bonnie as she's an encouragement to her sister, Debbie, that she would continue to recover. Pray for evangelist Jack Yost. Some of you are not familiar with him. Some of you are. But continue to be praying for him as he's been taken to the hospital on Friday. He's in the intensive care unit. He was able to make a turn for the better. Was taken off his oxygen. And as you see, he's going to continue to receive therapy. And then, of course, pray for his wife, Dottie, as well. Some of you know the Penberthys. Sylvia Penberthy, Pastor Lloyd Penberthy's wife, she fell through the ceiling and broke her nose and some other bones. So can't imagine what that would be like, but you can pray for that situation. And during the tests, a mass was discovered on her lung as well. And so she has surgery for broken bones and is going to be seeing an oncologist for the mass. So let's pray for the Penberthys, that God would be with them with all that is going on in their physical lives. And then Beth Fisher, she's asked prayer for her father, Herb. And today, the 25th, he is having surgery. And that is to remove a large area of skin cancer from his chest. So let's be praying that God would bless with what has already been done today through that. And then in the coming days, as he recovers for that, that it would be successful and that he would have a good and speedy recovery. So those are the prayer requests that we have. I'm sure some of you might have some other things. I always ask you this on Wednesday night, what else you have. Please let us know what other things you have so that we know how to pray and that people can know how to pray. As you look down through our missionaries, not much on the one side. As you go to the back, not much there. I did hear that our missionaries, the Duartes, they made it down to Brazil. In fact, Melissa received a text from Gloria. Just a couple things. They've spent the first week. They've been down there now for just a little over a week on Tuesday. Yesterday would have been a week, but they've been spending most of their time getting their home set up and some things purchased. They were very thankful that they were able to purchase some things before some shutdowns happened over there, even in Brazil. I know you might be thinking that everything is just here, but it's around the world. But they had some shutdowns, but they were able to purchase some things before that happened. And so they were thankful and appreciative that God allowed them to go through that. And so be praying for the Duartes as they get set up, that God would bless. And then they would soon be able to jump right into the ministry and see many things accomplished through our prayers and financial support. And of course, God's power and his wisdom and grace. So anyway, those are the prayer requests that we have tonight. And let's be praying for these, that God would bless in a great and mighty way. I think what I'm going to do is go ahead and lead us in a word of prayer right now for a few of these things. And so if you join me in prayer, and then I'm just going to ask you after we go through our time of Bible study that you just spend a little time of prayer on your own. But let's go ahead and bow our heads for prayer, and I'll just ask prayer for a few of these things. God, would you please bless, would you help our country during this time? Thank you for the leadership that we have and all that they're going through. Give them wisdom and help us to follow that leadership and wisdom. Lord, in that we can see our country come to a speedy recovery and that many families and individuals would recover. And Lord, would you be with our country and the financial crisis that we're going through? God, we need your help. God, we do pray for all those in authority over us, that they would have the wisdom that they need. Pray for our church. You would give us the wisdom that we need to move forward, and that you would bless in a great and mighty way. Of course, there are many individuals and people out there that are going through their own things. God, would you help them? Lord, as we look at the requests that we have this evening, we think of Shalissa. Help her as she goes through these times and that things could get balanced out. Thank you for all that you've allowed her to go through, and you have a good plan for her in her life. Lord, we think of the Huntsburgers, and we pray for Marion, and that you'll help her and Sherwood, that you'd give them peace and comfort. God, would you help the meeting with the family doctor, that would go well, and that you would just continue to lead and guide them. Lord, we think of the Buckners and of course, the postponing of this procedure. God, would you be with Debbie, and would you help her? Lord, help her husband Jim as he helps take care of her. God, on down the list, we have Ken Estep. Thank you for the good report. Help him in his patience as he sits in his wheelchair. God, I thank you for all the work that you're doing there. And then, of course, Cindy and Art and Thelma and Becky. God, all these things, Debbie, Evangelist Yost, help him, Mrs. Penberthy, God, what a trying situation. And then, of course, Beth's father, Lord, and his procedure today. God, would you meet every one of these needs, and would you watch over those and take care of those situations, Lord? And we're asking you to do a great and mighty work. Pray for our missionaries and all that they're going through. Lord, we pray for the Duartes especially, that you would help them, that they would get everything set up and ready for ministry. Lord, I thank you for these things that you've put before us, and we look to see you do a great and mighty work in the coming days. Lord, I pray now as we spend a few moments in the scriptures that you would help us to understand some more truth about prayer, and that it would help us to become better prayer warriors for your honor and for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, I would ask you to just to take your Bibles here for a few moments and turn to a couple places in the Scriptures. For review, let's start off with Luke chapter 12 and verse 24. Luke chapter 12 and verse 24. We have been looking at Charles Spurgeon's small book, The Power in Prayer. This is the book that I've been going through. It's a small book, not very big, and it's something that I kind of came across in my small library that I have, and I picked it up and started looking at it, and there's a lot of good things in here that I think will be a blessing to you. So we're looking at some truths from that, of course, from the Word of God, that I hope will be an encouragement to you. We've been looking at the first chapter of The Raven's Cry. The Raven's Cry, and just some interesting thoughts from that. I want to start off in Luke chapter 12 and verse 24, a passage in which Jesus is speaking, and he just mentions ravens just for a moment. And I read in verse 24, "Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouse nor barn, and God feedeth them. How much more are ye better than the fowls?" And that's a rhetorical question that is given there. We know the answer. You know, for this raven that cannot sow, it cannot reap, it doesn't have a storehouse, it doesn't have a barn, a place to put things, and yet the passage says that God feeds them. Folks, the point of the verse is, if God cares so much about a raven, certainly God cares about you. And I know some of you, we've been listening to this for quite a while, and you're starting to get it, but I want to give you a couple elements this evening that Spurgeon brings out that I think will be a blessing to you. Before we look at some thoughts, I want you to go back to Psalm 147 and verse 9. The ravens are mentioned again. Psalm 147 verse 9 says, "He giveth to the beast his food, and to the young ravens which cry." God hears the cry of the raven, and he feeds the beast of the field. He gives him food. And, of course, the natural response is, of course, he can take care of you as well. Tonight, I want to look at, first of all, a divine warrant. A divine warrant. You know, the raven in Scriptures is never commanded or even invited to pray to the Lord, or, could I say, call out to the Lord. It's just something that the raven naturally does. Yet even though there's no command or an invitation for the raven to cry out, it's interesting, our Lord does not turn away the raven. You know, the raven cries. He puts out his cry, and the window is open. The raven flies in, and God, as always, does not chase it out. He doesn't even send it away empty. God hears their cry, and he takes care of the raven. And again, the question, are we not better than the raven? Well, of course we are. God has placed his person into us. He has put his image into us. He has blessed mankind greater than any animal. Of course we are better than they. Does not God desire for us to pray? Well, of course he does. Yes, more than desire, he invites us to pray. But I would say even more than an invitation, he beseeches us to pray. He beseeches us to ask. Ask, and it shall be given unto you. Boy, that's not something that is just suggested. No, that's telling us, I want you to ask. And yet, you know, that raven, God doesn't tell the raven to ask. God doesn't tell the raven to cry, and yet the raven cries, and God blesses. What about us? Of course. Ask, and it shall be given unto you. Psalm 50 and verse 15, "And call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me." Folks, God beseeches us to call. He says to ask, to call. In Matthew 11, 28, he says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give thee rest." He says ask. He says call. He says come. More than he does for the raven. God implores us to ask. I would say, folks, that that is good reason to understand and have faith that God hears the prayer of his people. Because he tells us to. He hears the cry of the raven, who he never asks or beckons to ask or come or to call. Well, of course, then he would do it for us, who he has besieged. I want you to see another thing. We have a divine warrant. So God has warranted that we ask. But also, I want you to see the work of grace that God is doing through prayer. You know, what about the natural versus spiritual cries? I know for me, I've asked a question. I've prayed to the Lord and I said, you know what? I don't know if that's coming from my natural human side of things, or is that a prayer of God? Do you know what I mean when I say that? You know, again, there are times that I'm asking and I wonder, is this just of me or is this of God? Is my prayer inspired of the Lord, or is this just something coming from my own flesh? And I refer to it as the natural versus the spiritual cries. You say, how do I know if this is just me or if this is God? A couple things Spurgeon points out that I want you to see. First, we know that our prayers are of God. Look at Galatians chapter 4 and verse 6. You know, here and in Romans 8:15, it says something tremendous that we need to understand. Galatians 4, 6 says, and because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. You see what he's saying there? As a saved individual, as a son, God has sent and put forth his Spirit into your hearts, which then beckons you and enables you to cry out, Abba, Father. You know, that's not the tendency of a person that's unsaved. No, God has placed himself in you. He's placed the Holy Spirit into you. And when you desire to cry out to your Father, that's an act of God. That's not a natural tendency for us. We do that because God has placed himself into us. Romans chapter 8 and verse 15 says, for ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the Spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. It's only an adopted son that has that desire to cry out to the Father. You see, your desire to call out to your Father for help is a gift of grace straight from God. You know, the natural man does not naturally do this except it be from God. So that ought to give us encouragement. You know, as you desire to cry out, folks, that's a desire of the Lord. Now, that doesn't mean that what you're praying for is necessarily inspired, but that desire, God has placed that upon you. And he says, I want you to ask. I want you to come. I want you to call. But secondly, there's another thing that you need to consider. Consider the natural cry. You know, we say naturally, I don't want it to be the natural. I want it to be the godly. I want it to be that divine warrant, that divine calling. Skip the natural man, you say. But consider, again, the raven. Isn't the raven's cry natural? It's natural. It comes from flesh. It doesn't necessarily come from God. There's nothing spiritual about the cry of a raven. And yet, what does God do with that cry? He accepts it, and he answers it. He provides for that raven. And as I have continued to ask, are we not better than the raven? If God accepts the natural prayer of the raven, do we not believe that he will hear even the natural prayer of a man in whom he loves? See, folks, even in our flesh, when we cry out to the Lord, he hears. I was reading in Spurgeon's book a time where Spurgeon was at a church and he was preaching to some children, and he mentioned something to the effect that God would even hear, you know, a natural person's prayer. And there were people in the congregation that were listening to that, and just like bees around a honeycomb, they come flocking up to Spurgeon, talking to him, and said, "How can you say this, Spurgeon, that God hears the natural man? Of course he does not hear the natural man." And while they were going at him with all kinds of questions, there was a little old elderly lady that came through, pushing her way through the crowds of contesters that were around Spurgeon. She comes and she looks at these men, and she says, "Men, don't you understand that God hears the natural cry of the raven?" And that little elderly lady mentioned that, some of these people that were contesting with Spurgeon started to turn and walk away. They had no, they couldn't counter what she had mentioned. Think of it, folks, a raven, a natural, unspiritual raven. And God desires to hear, He desires to answer. I've often asked myself, but what if, God, what if my prayer is just for me? Yeah, and what's the answer? He hears and He answers. See, folks, God even hears the natural cry of His creatures, and He cares. He cares. Our instruction is just to ask. Our instruction is to call. Our instruction is to come. He hears our cry. So cry out to God and know that He hears and longs to answer your prayer. That's the challenge that I have for you this evening concerning prayer. Oh, may it be a blessing to you. It is to me. And even tonight, as you turn off this video or stop listening to this CD, I trust that as you cry out to the Lord, you know what? You can have confidence. God's hearing my prayer. God's hearing my prayer. That's a delight for me. I love to know that God's hearing my prayer. So hope that'll be a help and encouragement. Well, I think that that's all for tonight. We'll be back in touch with you very shortly. We have our Sunday services coming up. Be praying for those. We're still going to be doing those through the internet and, of course, on the website. And let us know if you have any problems. Hopefully, our sound quality is a little bit better than last time. Let us know, though, if you're having any troubles, and be in tune. The plan is to do the same thing. You should be able to get on at 10:30 on Sunday morning, and hopefully, Lord willing, be able to watch that. By the way, there were a few of you that were a little bit confused with that. You didn't know how to do things. Honestly, if you just click on the title, if you go to the website and click on that title, then the video should show up, or you can follow the link. Just click on that, and that probably is even an easier way. So trust that you can watch that, or at least listen to an audio for some of you. You'll have a CD, and you'll be able to listen to it that way. And so be praying for the services on Sunday, that they will be a blessing. I'll just tell you, I'm very excited about it. Already got that message done for Sunday morning. We're not going to be in 1 Peter and look at something that somebody else here in the church passed along to me, a little passage of scripture that as I looked at it, I thought, wow, that is exactly what we need during this difficult time. And so I'm excited to pass that along to you on Sunday morning. And then again on Sunday night, we're going to be in Step with Jesus, looking at forgiveness and how to go through the process of restoration when a brother sins against you. And so we're going to be looking at that from Matthew chapter 18 on Sunday evening at 6 o'clock. So for now, I trust that you have a good week, and we'll be praying for you, and trust that God will be good to you. We know that He will, because He's always good. But trust that you'll take care. All right, thank you.